Well, first of all, it's being fast-tracked by the governor and his pals down there. They've got this real fast so that opposition can't be matted. The details come out late, and they're really jamming it, going to be jamming it to the motorist. They call it a percentage, which it is. It's 2%. It sounds small, but over 2 years, that's going to be at least 15 cents a gallon. And the real problem with this bill, in addition to the huge amount of the tax increase, is that it'll be indexed to the CPI, so they will get an increase in tax every year without having to vote on it, which is a politician's dream, to be able to increase taxes and not have to pass a vote and not have to be held accountable for it.
What do you think the biggest impacts of the gas tax, if it's passed, will be on Maryland motorists?
Well, it'll be they'll be taken from their pockets what money they would have to use for the things for their family. This isn't alcohol. This isn't cigarettes. This is a necessity. And they love to tax necessities because we can cut back a little bit, but we still got to go to work. We deserve a vacation. We got to take the kids to soccer. The list goes on. Everybody's familiar with how much we travel and how busy we are. And it's just unfair because right now, for instance, Virginia is lowering their fuel tax by 7 cents a gallon. And instead, they're raising the sales tax by a half of 1%. And what's going to happen to our fellow dealers on the borders is they're going to be absolutely put out of business because in some areas there's going to be a 25-cent differential in tax between, for instance, Maryland and Virginia. And they've already massively increased the tobacco tax. 25% of the tobacco sales now have left Maryland, and Virginia is a haven for that as well. So now they'll go there for gasoline and tobacco.
And you think that's going to be the biggest impact if it's passed on the dealers?
That'll be the biggest impact on the dealers. The other one that's hidden from the eye of the consumer is we have to pay all the credit card fees on all these increased in prices. And when the oil prices and the fuel prices go up, they come back down and we get some relief. When these taxes go up and go up and go up, and this one will go up every single year, we will continue to collect the taxes for the state and not being reimbursed for any of our expenses.
And that'll impact what you have to ask at the pump for folks when they come to get gas?
Absolutely. It drives our operating cost. Our highest operating cost of anything other than the cost of our fuel is credit card fees.
And how does the gas tax increase impact that?
It raises the price of gasoline to the consumer, and it raises the price at the pump, which then translates into higher credit card fees for us, which we've got to try to pass those costs onto the consumer.
Are you offering an idea for where this money could come from for the transportation funding?
Well, that's where one of the problems are, because the motorist isn't getting what they're paying for right now. The gas taxes are diverted. They go to the subway system in Washington, the Maryland section of that subway system. It goes to Baltimore Light Rail. It goes to BWI. It goes to the Port of Baltimore. The motorist is not getting a fair shake now. If they used the gas taxes as they now exist, we'd have the best roads in the nation, and there would be no need to raise our taxes.
Right now, how do you think this is all going to play out?
Well, I can tell you that if the motorists don't get a hold of their legislators and let them know that they don't want this additional tax passed on to them, then the governor is going to get his way, and you're going to be paying 15 cents more a gallon and more every year after that forever.